We're desperate for your word. We hunger and we thirst for you.
Romans 15:19 proclaims the power of signs and wonders through the power of the Spirit of God. We see the power of signs and wonders, what some call miracles, throughout the ancient texts as the ability to tap the unlimited power of Spirit, to manifest, to co-create, to demonstrate the absolute good of love above and beyond the physical realm. The prophet Jeremiah says, "You perform signs and wonders in Egypt and have continued them to this day." Daniel 4:3 says, "How great are his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an eternal kingdom. His dominion endures from generation to generation." Jesus teaches us about the power of our own ability to perform signs and wonders, not through our own might, but through the power of God. Jesus said, "Signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well." Acts 4:30 says, "Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus." Acts 6:8 says that Stephen was a man full of God's grace and power. He performed great wonders and signs among the people. When the crowds heard Philip, the books of Acts teaches us in 8:6, it says, "When the crowds heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they paid close attention to what he said. Simon himself believed and was baptized, and he followed Philip everywhere, astonished by the great signs and miracles that he saw." Acts 14:3 says Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there speaking boldly for the Lord, who confirmed the message of God's grace by enabling them to perform signs. Signs reveal that things which are seen are formed out of things which are not seen. Signs show us that there is absolutely no limit to anything in the heavens above nor in the earth below. We are not bound by fixed dimensions or the magnitude of this world. Signs are a reminder that nothing is impossible with God. When we stop putting limits on what the universe, divine mind, the kingdom of God within us can do, we realize that we are free from the fixed dimensions of time, space, and form, and know that there is an infinite realm of freedom and opportunity available everywhere. The limitations of the world and all things therein are only in appearances. We lift up the power of God's signs and wonders and miracles shaping and forming and expressing through this circle and through every aspect of who we are. We open up our awareness this morning with the realization that spirit signs and wonders continue to mold, to shape, to manifest, and to co-create, to demonstrate in, as, and through us. We bless our loved ones with these signs and wonders. We allow ourselves to illuminate these signs and these wonders for all to see. For all of our neighbors, we bless them with these signs and these wonders. We lift up our workplaces with new experience through the power and the presence and the manifestation of God's signs and wonders radiating and expressing in, as, and through us. As Jesus said, we are here and now because of the greater things that we are called to do. In the greatness of these greater things, we open up the pure possibility and the unlimited potential of God's infinite signs and wonders expressing in, as, and through us.
Cloud by day, fire by night, water into wine, the dead to life. Cloud by day, fire by night, water into wine, the dead to life. Signs and wonders will follow.
To see perform. And here are the signs and the wonders and the miracles that we are performing today. Every appearance of sickness, of disease, of physical or mental ailment or disability leaves our bodies and the bodies of our loved ones here and now. We are well and we are whole and we are empowered by the greatness of God that always radiates in, as, and through us. Every worry, every stress, every strife, every vindication, every resentment, every condemnation, every fear, every doubt is lifted out of our lives and turned to dust. Like the demon in Daniel's den, and nothing but the pure power, the beauty, and the joy of God prevails. Every divine idea, every prosperous project, every unlimited abundance, every single vessel of pure potential that we need to pour and to pour and to keep pouring blessings upon blessings into our lives without ceasing is giving us and shaping through us and empowering us and manifesting our good here and now. We lift up the greater things, beloved, that we are called to do, greater things than rising from death, greater things than resurrecting the body, greater than raising the dead, greater than making the blind see, greater than walking the water, greater than making the lame walk. How awesome it is to do what Paulette resonated this morning, to be as far as we can see, but also to go as far as we know, to demonstrate as far as we can co-create, to bless in every way, every single manner in which we rise above the mess, we bless, we manifest despite the test, and we see the signs, wonders, and the miracles that we are called to be. We see, we shape, and we form the signs, wonders, and miracles that we are called to be. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. We love you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
The deaf will hear, and all will